I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1770. That was the day of the Boston Massacre, when the first shots of the American Revolution were fired. But did you know that the massacre happened in part because of a dispute over jobs? In 1767, the British had passed the Townshend Revenue Act. It levied import taxes on goods such as tea, lead, paint, paper, and glass. Colonists were required to purchase these items from the British. The aim was to raise money to pay for the salaries of government officials in the colonies. The colonists resented the taxes and organized boycotts against the goods. Boston was at the heart of the dissent. In response, the British moved their soldiers into port cities to see the enforcement of the law. This angered the colonists even further. British soldiers tried to find part-time work since they earned poor wages for their service. This put the soldiers in direct competition with the tradesmen in Boston. Things came to a head when a brawl broke out between a group of colonist rope makers and British soldiers. 3 days later, about 50 colonists taunted the sentry at the custom house and pelted him with snowballs. More soldiers rushed to the scene. A soldier shot into the crowd. It's believed by accident. A volley of shots then rang out. 5 protesters fell dead. One was a rope maker by the name of Samuel Gray. Another was an African-American man named Crispus Attucks. The British attempted to appease the colonists by repealing all of the import taxes except the one on tea. But this reversal came too late. The shots had been fired that began the march to revolution. Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.